rambunctious regal riddlers and rattlers. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 187, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your quizzical quartet of qualified, quotable questioners.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
And today's show is brought to you by Harry's, focused on providing everyone a great shaving experience for a fraction of the price so you never have to go to the drugstore, find the lady who works there.
To open the case
and wait, and then you feel bad for trying to like make your decision while that person waits for you to be over to lock back case.
There's so much other stuff to do.
Yeah. It's like, can you just take your time? You're like, but I don't know which one to get.
Need to read the box.
Yep. Well, you don't have to do that anymore with Harry's, because you can get Harry's German engineered blades and shaving cream online for an awesome price. $15 gets you a set that includes handle, 3 blades, shave cream, shipped to your door. And you can, of course, get the Good Job Brain orange handle for your razor, the Truman set. I've shaved with it. Colin shaved with it. He had a baby smooth face when he does decide to shave. He's his own man.
He does what he wants.
He does what he wants. If he wants to shave, he's going to shave. If not, that's cool too.
He's being very quiet, right?
Baby smooth. Please visit harrys.com, harrys.com, and use the promo code BRAIN to save $5 off your first purchase.
So we get stacks and stacks of letters and tweets and all kinds
tweets
of things.
Tweets on top of tweets.
And I guess we can have our running errors and omissions segment, which of course is titled...
Actually, what you said just wasn't true. Actually, do you mind if I correct you? Because actually, factually, and quite enthusiastically, I was right and you were wrong. That's exactly what inspired me to write this actually song. You were wrong.
Even though it's really me actually-ing you.
Let's call it clarification.
Reverse actually. So I talked about, we had our episode about spice, and I talked about curry.
Yes.
And I said that there is no such spice as curry. You don't just take a bunch of curry and mash it up and make curry out of it. No. And that curry powder is a spice blend. We had a couple of people point out that there is a leaf called the curry leaf from a tree called the curry tree. This, unfortunately, is not where curry gets its name. It's actually the other way around. This is an aromatic leaf that is sometimes, but certainly not often, and certainly not necessarily used in curries. And they call it the curry tree because they use the leaf in curry. The word curry is a word from the Tamil language, and it means sauce.
Bam.
But there is such a, yes, there is indeed the curry tree.
Yes.
So if somebody tells you that curry doesn't grow on trees, they're still right.
Yes, yeah,
but it is to curry what lemongrass is to lemon.
It is an aromatic leaf used in cuisine. You might find it in curry.
But not all curries feature curry leaf.
No. And in fact, I had never even heard of a curry using curry leaf until people pointed
out. It's a regional thing. But yeah, there's the dish and there's the plant. Lemongrass, actually, that's a good example. It's not grass from the lemon plant. Yeah,
they don't make lemons using lemongrass. Right.
Is it Tamil or Tamil?
Ooh, I don't know. Is it Tamil?
Tamil.
Tamil language? Oh, okay.
We got all of our buzzers back to life with new batteries.
Renewed vigor.
Woo! Well, that cow is stronger than ever.
Yeah. The rooster buzzer was out. Cow buzzer's out. Which one's going to be out? The dog or the horse?
Oh,
I bet it's the horse.
Yeah. Because I don't press my buzzer.
Because you don't press
often.
Your button.
Because we do pop quiz, if not. Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, let's jump into our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz Hotshot. And I have a random Trivial Pursuit card from our 13-pound box of cards. All right, here we go. Let's, this is Trivial Pursuit Pop Culture 2.
Okay.
Pop Culture, not 90s.
Okay.
Pop Culture 2.
Pop Culture 2.
All right.
The squeakquel.
Blue Wedge for TV. Oh, Chris. Who was the only ER star to stick it out for the show's first 12 seasons?
Wow.
Chris?
It's Noah Wiley.
Correct!
Wow.
Yep.
Mr. ER over here. Pink Wedge for Thad.
I mean, he's still left after the 12 season. They kind of dragged. I think they dragged themselves to 15 before Gamely giving it up.
Yeah. All right, Pink Wedge for Thad. What company proudly announced the return of its classic 1960s banana seat Stingray in 2004? I don't know what any of this means, Colin.
It's one of the, it's not Huffy. Is it a Schwinn?
It is Schwinn.
Yeah. It's a bike.
The very 70s. It's like that classic 70s
banana seat.
So I'm reading this and I look at the answer and I was like, I still don't know what they're talking about. I was like, I thought it was a roller coaster. Oh,
with a banana seat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yellow Wedge for Buzz. What nation's 1998 Miss Universe contestant dared to wear a dress emblazoned with the faces of Yasser Arafat, Bill Clinton, and Yitzhak Rabin?
Wow.
Colin.
I'm going to guess Israel.
It is Israel. Good job.
Oh, they just wanted a country.
Yeah, what nation?
Oh.
Given what her name is.
I don't know the names of any Miss Universe.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Purple Wedge for Music. What smells like teen spirit line was once a phrase Kurt Cobain used to break the ice at parties? Break the ice in quotes.
I'll guess. A mosquito, my libido.
Nope.
Okay, I'm going to guess. Here we are now, entertain us.
Correct. Correct. All right, Green Wedge, subbing in a question here. What sports league has mystified potential fans since 1997 with the slogan, "We got next"?
I know this one.
Well, okay. Go for it. No.
Dana.
Billiards or pool?
Oh, that's cute. No. Colin?
That is the WNBA.
Yes.
The Women's National Basketball Association.
Mystified potential fans.
Yeah.
Mystified potential fans.
Like, we got next.
Yes. It's supposed to be a play on, like, we got game, we got next, like, meaning, like, the men had their turn, like, we got next.
Right,
we got
right,
the
right.
next game. We're right. up. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what we got next means.
Mystified?
But like, yeah.
Yes, I've
like
heard of that.
Video games or something.
Yeah, it's like putting quarters on an arcade machine. That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, I like that, too.
Last question, Orange Wedge. How many points is the most valuable ring worth in skee-ball?
Oh.
Chris.
500.
No.
Really?
Colin.
50.
Correct.
Oh.
One too many.
Oh,
zeros.
Yeah, it's way too many. Oh, okay.
Because it's the.
Oh, yeah, it's 10, 20. It's not 100, 200, 300, 400, 500.
I've seen different
it's
numbers.
10, 20,
I feel like I've seen different numbers, or they all got inflated with an extra zero.
Because the middle is 40, and then the corner ones are such a gamble.
50 points
is not the right number.
I thought the corner ones were
1,000.
Yeah, like,
they were 100.
Okay, so it might be inflation.
Point to point inflation.
Yeah.
I think. Strategically, you shouldn't aim for the corner ones. Two in the corner.
We're gonna have to settle this with a picture. Yeah.
We need to go to play some skee ball.
I'm down. Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, Dana sounds like she hustles.
Yeah.
What do you do with the ball?
Wait,
there's balls.
Right.
Can we play one more? Let me get my money back. Somehow, I lost my car to Dana playing skee ball.
Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
Good job, brains. This week's episode. We're going to talk about, well, first of all, let me share this. This is related. I saw an interesting article on Mental Floss. Band names around the world.
Hmm.
And some of this.
Not band names.
No, not, sorry, not band. Musical.
Names, right, okay.
Yeah, names.
Just to be clear, this is an audio podcast.
Yeah.
C-A-N-N-E-D.
Okay.
Names you're not allowed to
prohibited.
Use for your children.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because there are a lot
Yeah, because
of...
we don't really consider that in the U.S. because you can just name your child whatever you want.
Really?
Yeah. But some countries, they have banned names.
Yeah, or in it has some to go countries, through government like, approval.
Yeah, in some countries, there's like a list of approved names.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's just only the names on this list.
Yeah, I think some of the Nordic countries, yeah.
I'm just going to read out some of the names that are banned just because they're funny. There's the @ symbol. The at. Okay. Symbol.
They just wanted to name him
at symbol. Uh-huh. Yeah. In China. Chinese government did not agree that that is a good idea. actually, a lot of these stories are also like, please don't name your child this. The government telling the parents because they're going to be living a life of being bullied or being made fun of. Mm-hmm. So there's that too, which is, I guess, kind
it's
of
like borderline nice. Child abuse, emotional abuse.
Yeah.
Like name it stupid head. It's
Yes. So there was a stinky head was one of them. Metallica, the tax officials in Sweden deemed it inappropriate to name a baby girl Metallica. Some parents want to name their kids after like products like Nutella.
That's a pretty name.
It is actually a pretty name.
Nutella.
There was a couple a few years ago, right, who named their baby Espen. They were big fans of ESPN.
That was in an Adam Sandler movie. That was in Blended. Was it? Yeah. Kid's name is Espen. And so my favorite name out of this list definitely is Sex Fruit.
Sex fruit?
The fruit from sex.
Yeah, well.
Sure.
New Zealand government did not agree that that is an appropriate name, so.
I agree it's not an appropriate name, but I also feel like you should, it's.
It's a great band name, like an actual B-A-N-D musical band name.
I think you can change your name to that after you're 18, but I don't think you should. Force somebody to grow up with that name. Who doesn't?
That's fair enough. Yeah. That's fair.
Sex Fruit Chew.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds like a really terrible candy, Sex Fruit Chew.
Ew.
So, in the spirit.
Is this Starburst? Not exactly. Yeah.
You spit it out.
So, in the spirit of these restricted B-A-N-N-E-D, band names. Today we're going to talk about things that are banned.
Mm.
Okay.
Things that are prohibited, restricted,
verboten,
and X'd.
So no video games are banned in America.
That's good. Hooray!
That is not the case in a lot of countries. In the US of America, and to our international listeners, you see, ratings on our video games and you have ratings on your country's video games. One of the major differences may very well be that our ratings is a voluntary board. It's not a government ratings board. In many, many, many countries, they have government ratings boards. Those you must submit, video games, films, things like that, but video games specifically to a government board, and they will put a rating on them. And then sometimes they will, ban them. Simply say, no, you cannot release it here. Sometimes it means that you cannot distribute it. It's okay if you have it, but the company can't sell it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it means they can't advertise it or promote it in any way, but, possession or, like the sale is not illegal if it's like, if you buy it over the internet from them, that they're not like doing something illegal, but like they can't advertise it or promote it. Sometimes it's like even possession. It's like even that illegal. Is illegal. Yeah. Wow. So it could really run the range. Yes, Dana?
I was going to say there are video games that are made in America that are not allowed to be sold in certain platforms. Like Apple has certain restrictions. You
right.
can't sell.
Sure.
So it
yes.
might just be like there are no banned ones here because they weren't released.
Our government does not ban any content.
It's not the government.
Yeah.
Right.
Could
exactly,
be by platform.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
The Papers, Please had like naked bodies in it.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't like a
but
sexual
that's, but that's
thing.
Apple.
And then, so they banned it. So on that platform, it doesn't exist.
Yes. But nothing. Yeah. So our
not a government thing. Right.
So here's just some interesting fun facts about, I mean, a lot of games, sometimes games with like, sexual content might get banned. Sometimes overly violent games might get banned. Here's just some weird trivia and facts that are maybe a little bit out of the ordinary. So in Germany, first of all, you cannot like display a swastika.
Okay.
And you cannot put that in your media either in a way that is associated with or like glorifies like the Nazi party.
Right.
Okay.
Right?
So it's not just video games, movies too, shows.
Right.
Everything.
Right. Yeah. So like I'll tell you, Wolfenstein 3D banned in Germany. That is a video game that takes place with the dude killing Nazis or swastikas all over it. There's representations of Adolf Hitler.
Okay.
Banned. cannot sell there. But Germany goes even further. I mean, they really have some of the biggest restrictions on if they perceive like violence against humans in a video game, they could ban it. And what's interesting is sometimes, you know, video game companies to produce like the European version of games, every now and again, sometimes they don't just edit the German version. Sometimes they make changes to the whole European version. So there's a game on the Nintendo Entertainment System, the 8-bit one from the 80s called Contra.
Dudes
running through a jungle, shooting people. The European version is called Probotector, and it stars exclusively robots.
Oh.
The main characters. So that is actually, even in the game Team Fortress 2, the recent game Team Fortress 2, there's a video
version.
Where, somebody gets decapitated and you see a screw in the back of their neck. And it's like, oh, it was a robot.
It's
from Germany. Yeah. So, I mean, they will sometimes, sometimes they'll turn entire games and they'll just make everybody a robot. Because robot on robot
violence against robots is okay.
Yep. Wow.
Aliens too. Would an alien substitute?
I think aliens
work?
Are okay. I think it's the human on human violence, and if it goes over a certain bar, and the bar is kind of lowish for Germany, so you get robot games. Australia actually has some of the strictest rules on what can be released there. Sometimes it's kind of funny, like the football game Blitz the League.
Yeah.
Drug use got the game banned in Australia.
American football game.
It was an American football game, and it was sort of like an over the top. It was not a realistic simulator like John Madden. It was like a sort of an over the top football game where it's like if you got injured, it can be like, okay, do you want to rest up and heal the injury, or do you want to take steroids?
Okay,
you know,
okay.
That kind of thing. That's not really how steroids work. but that was one of the things, and that got it banned, totally banned in Australia. And again, a lot of games get banned and the companies go back and they tell them, well, this is why they change things for the Australian version. But sometimes they just don't bother doing that and the game just never comes out. The game Mark Echo's Getting Up.
Yes.
Contents Under Pressure was the name of the whole game.
Is it graffiti?
It's an open world graffiti game. Uh-huh. And because it glorifies graffiti, Australian government banned it from Australia. Cannot sell the game in Australia. EA Sports MMA, the MMA fighting game from EA Sports, was not able to be released in Denmark because Denmark has a ban on advertising energy drinks.
Oh.
They don't let you advertise energy drinks. And apparently Electronic Arts was like, you know, if you're not advertising energy drinks, it's not the MMA. And they didn't edit it. They didn't take it out or anything like that. They just didn't release it.
Wow. Yeah. Aside from punching people, that's our raison d'être.
Yeah.
Wait. But it's advertising, right?
In that case, it was
because... Does Denmark sell energy drinks?
I think you can buy energy drinks in Denmark.
But you just can't have like a monster drink. Yeah.
Got it. You just can't advertise it. Oh.
Well, it's funny. I was just at a retro gaming arcade here in Alameda, lovely Alameda, California, and I was playing Tapper with a friend of mine, and he noted there's a giant Budweiser sign in the background of the room where you're playing Tapper, the old game where you're serving up beers. And we were both just like looking at each other like, there's no way this would ever fly today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's for kids.
Like, it's for kids. It's like, it's not just commercial, but commercialized alcohol. Yeah. I mean,
it's a fun game.
Yeah.
But you could do it. So finally, let me put this question to you guys, because you'll probably get this. The game Football Manager 2005, that's European football,
okay,
soccer.
Okay, football.
Football Manager 2005 was banned in China. Why do you think it was banned in
China? Football Manager 2005.
Which is a statistics-heavy strategy game.
Is it because it was too capitalist with the...
What year was this?
2005 was the year it came out.
So you're organizing the teams, the leagues. I mean,
something to do with teams, for sure. It's a sort of a worldwide...
Is it because...
Sort of a list of different countries.
Is it because Taiwan was in it?
It was because in this version of the game, Hong Kong, Taiwan, and Tibet were all
separate countries.
Which China does not like, and they actually... banned the game from being distributed in China.
Did they change it?
I think they did change it, yeah. Yeah.
What about the other countries? other smaller markets?
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's the way that they list it, but yeah.
Yep. Interesting.
Woo!
So continuing our march towards mastering presidents, American presidents, we keep getting.
I like that you're on this beat for us.
It's so important. We got to do it. We lose points every single pub trivia lately, or pub quiz. It's been coming up a lot. So we need
to. It's a real downer.
It is. It's so disappointing. There are four of us.
For a while, we couldn't even name
there's not
the
even
first
that.
Five. We like, can accurately.
Hamilton has helped a
Hamilton
lot.
Has helped.
We can each take 10 presidents.
Yeah,
we
there ain't but 50 of them. Yeah.
Every time we lose, we're like, we could each take 10 presidents. We say it every single time.
Yeah. Like, we always agree it's a good idea, though.
We
I mean, to be fair.
We should.
On the same page.
We never will.
Should do.
Yes. For the podcast, though, it's like, you know what? This is a thing I have to work on, and I'll just make it presidential. Like, there'll be a lot of presidents turning up. Sorry for international people, but...
I just talked about international
stuff. Try to keep
stuff,
it interesting. You know? Yeah, there you go. I have a quiz about things that were banned from the White House.
Oh.
Called Too Hot for the White House. Too hot. All right, we'll start off with maybe an easy one. You guys can buzz in with your answers. All right. What food was banned from the White House in 1990?
Oh.
Colin.
Broccoli.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
What?
George H.W. Bush was like, I'm the president. I hate broccoli. So we won't have broccoli here.
He really doesn't like
but
it.
But you know what's funny is that broccoli sales went up after that.
Oh, it's good. No press is bad press.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, half the country probably didn't vote for him. So they were like, well, if he doesn't like it, maybe
I feel like broccoli is a divider. I feel like there are a lot of people
like Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. It's a divider. Yeah.
You gotta cook it well. Like everything. If you, Brussels sprouts, cooked poorly or disgusting, cooked well or delicious.
Exactly.
Same with broccoli. What was banned in 1975 but allowed again just a few years ago during White House tours?
Oh.
Colin.
Photographs?
Photographs. Photography was prohibited in the 70s because they were like, oh, the flashes are bad for the artwork here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, okay.
Like it's kind of like the Mona Lisa. You're not supposed to do the flash photography.
Okay.
And so they recently, Michelle Obama was the one who, she lifted the ban because most people take pictures with their camera phones.
And there's not a lot of flash.
Not a lot of flash. But in the 70s, I guess people brought their real cameras with the real intense flashes. Which president banned jeans from the Oval Office?
Oh.
That's a little hint. Bono was the only one allowed to wear them.
Bono.
Yeah, after that.
I don't want to say Jimmy Carter because I feel like he's pretty cool.
I feel like Jimmy Carter would be okay with jeans.
Yeah, I'm going to say
Clinton.
No.
I was going to guess Reagan.
It was George W. Bush.
Oh, really?
Banned jeans?
Yeah. I mean, you imagine he's a rancher. He would wear
everyman.
I think he liked to imagine he was a rancher, too. Yeah.
But they wanted a more formal dress code for the Oval Office. So they didn't allow them. Okay.
But that's only in the Oval Office. Like, you can still wear jeans
in the White
parts
House.
Of the White House.
Okay. You know, I'm not sure, but I bet Obama doesn't. I mean, you shouldn't wear jeans to meet him in the Oval Office. Probably not.
I'm sorry. I don't see the ban on mud-caked boots on the Lincoln desk.
Yeah. In 1902, which president banned freshly cut Christmas trees in the White House?
What is going on here?
So,
no more freshly cut trees.
Karen?
Well, I mean, we should just.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Yes.
Do you know why I know that?
Why?
He's the cusp of the 1900s. Century.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's one. There's only three of them.
Good
so.
Job. You got it for the right reason.
Yeah.
And he's also a conservationist.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was why he didn't want the fresh cut trees?
Yeah. He thought, you know, it was really bad for the environment to cut down trees every year. And
good
and
for
to
him.
Do that.
So what did they do?
So they, you know, they still exchanged presents, but they didn't have them. His sons were really sad about it, and they got somebody to bring a little tree, into their closet.
The little sad Charlie Brown tree.
The story goes he had like a tree expert talk to them about it, and he's like, tell them, you know, it's bad for the environment. And he's like, actually, cutting down trees sometimes is good because it lets other trees have sunlight. Mm. And so Teddy Roosevelt was like, And so so he lifted the ban was lifted in 1905.
Dad.
I know. That's what you want on Christmas Day is have a tree expert come to your house and explain to you know, the scientific
why
reason
you're a bad person.
Why you don't have a tree.
And on Easter, he has a dentist come in and tell you why candy's bad.
Yeah,
right. Sorry.
Happy Valentine's Day, dear. Love is just a chemical process.
To explain this further, I've employed the help of the endorphins expert, doctor.
In his term in office, the 11th president rarely had cut flowers in the White House because it was believed that cut flowers gave off unhealthy vapors and absorbed valuable elements in the air. Who was the 11th president?
Wow.
All right, 11th president.
11th
This was the 1840s. Karen?
I think Van Buren was Monroe.
I was going to say Monroe.
No. It was James K. Polk. This was the mean one. This would come up in trivia. We're right, like, why don't I know?
James Polk.
So he banned
what else did he do?
Cut flowers.
So it was weird. They had it occasionally, like it would randomly show up in menus from their dinners, but everybody else was fine with flowers. This was the president who was.
Maybe he had allergies.
Maybe the unhealthy vapors were allergies.
Yeah.
Maybe. I couldn't find like the exact story. I was like, maybe it's like, oh, they associate it with sick people or something having flowers. I don't know. But that was a thing that happened. Okay. Which president's wife was nicknamed Lemonade Lucy because she banned alcohol from White House functions?
Oh, right.
It's got to be. God, I just learned this on the,
yeah, who's in the
bourbon tour.
Temperance-minded. Mm-hmm. Lucy.
Yes.
Well, I can rule people out, but that doesn't help me.
Oh, I read another story about this president, and it was they used to have, like, every night they would have late night gospel singing in the White House.
Oh,
Or gospel, like church hymns. They would walk out.
Grant.
No.
Eisenhower.
No.
Too late.
That was maybe, well, right.
Oh, if you remember from the egg episode, this was the same president who started the Easter egg rolling at the White House.
Who started it?
Who was the one?
Oh, who started it?
Harding. No.
So close. Rutherford B. Hayes.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Hayes.
Yeah.
That's how you remember. Egg. Yeah.
And Lemonade Lucy. Eggs and
Lemonade
Lucy.
Eggs and
Lemonade.
Jeez.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Oh, my God. So right. Many presidents.
That's all you need.
How about
to
just
know.
Two more.
It's just eggs.
Okay. These ones are funny. Okay. Which first lady was the first to ban smoking in the residence? Karen.
Betty Ford.
No.
Earlier or later?
Later.
Colin.
Nancy Reagan.
No.
Barbara Bush.
No.
Michelle Obama.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
I forgot she was a first lady sometimes.
Lived there for a long time.
Yeah. Okay, last one. This one had one of my favorite vocabulary words in it, so we have to do it. It's which president had a mild case of triskaidekaphobia, fear of the number 13, and would not sit at dinner if there were 13 people eating?
Oh.
Whoa.
Huh.
Hint. He also didn't like Fridays, and he hated Friday the 13th, and he actually died on Thursday, April the 12th.
Okay, so.
I want to.
Okay, well, I mean, I know what president hated Mondays. That was Garfield.
Yeah.
But
right?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
That was a really good joke.
Thanks.
That was really good.
That's good. That's good. I want to say it's like somebody from the 1800s,
no.
But I'm afraid
somebody from the 1900s.
Ronald Reagan.
No.
Eisenhower.
Nope. Close.
Military.
Yeah.
It was FDR.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Huh.
And I will never forget that he died Thursday, on April 12th.
Thursday, April 12th.
1945.
Okay.
The day before
That's
Friday
the
13th.
I remember that. Yeah.
All right. Good job, you guys.
That was good. And just goes to show you, man, you can be some eccentric, crazy person.
Want.
Exactly. Yeah. You get to that office, he's like, all right, my eccentricities
are
out.
No broccoli.
Yeah, that's right.
This is my house.
Yeah.
And then everybody will note down all the weird things that
I'm done. Like, I want to talk about banned foods. Banned foods.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And I've structured this into a quiz. And to be specific, this is about U.S. foods that are banned here. We might be a little bit more lax on video games, but we are not lax about food.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good.
A lot of the reasons, especially if you watch Good Eats or Alton Brown, a lot of the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, they have very strict rules.
Right.
Some things are banned because of, like, say, taxes or import stuff. Some are banned because of health.
lead and poop.
Yeah. This is a write-in quiz, so I'm going to give you the reason why it's banned.
Okay.
And you tell me what product.
Okay.
And this is a short one. So, for example, this is an example. It's a very easy example. You don't have to write it down. If I say the reason is because of overfishing and poses a threat to the global shark population.
Yes. Shark fin.
Shark fin soup.
Say shark fin.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Very, very quick quiz. This item is banned because it violates the USDA's ban on lung in food products.
Wow. Oh. Lung.
Lung.
Lung. L-U-N-G.
The organ lung.
Huh.
Violates the USDA's ban on lung.
I know. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Chris
Let's
says.
Let's pretend I said haggis.
A hashtag?
Hashtag, yeah. It's the Prince symbol. I was going to write haggis, but then I was like, no, it's not.
A brand Mom's.
Name. Let's see. What'd you say, Dana?
Haggis or Scrapple?
What's a Scrapple?
It's like lamb version of haggis. I believe.
Scramble,
it's like
Scrapple.
It's kind of like a hash.
And then Colin says haggis. It is haggis.
Oh, okay.
Haggis cannot be imported to the U.S. Like haggis from, you know, the
Gotcha.
Origin. You can make it at home.
You can make vegan ones.
You can make like all the ones that maybe, you know, sold in right here is not the actual according to the
But you can't
old recipe.
Get a true Scottish just
no lung products.
Okay.
And of course it's because of a safety issue.
Yep.
All right. There is a federal ban on this thing because non-edible items cannot be placed inside food products. Oh. There are actually a couple things you can write down for this, but there's this one thing, one popular thing. Non-edible items placed inside food products. All right, Colin says.
King's cake with the baby.
Kinder egg.
Kinder egg.
It is. Well, I'm going for Kinder egg, but yes, the other answer I was thinking about is the King's cake with the baby. So the Kinder Surprise egg. Also, Nestle makes something similar called the Wonder Ball, which is a chocolate egg or a circle, and then inside you have a little capsule that has a toy in it. You cannot do that in the United States, mostly because it could be a choking hazard.
I think they may have just lifted the ban on that because my old job gave them out. Like, to be like, oh, look, a new thing.
You still see Kinder Surprise eggs. I'm not really sure if it's like I can go buy them elsewhere and then bring them back. You know, I'm not really sure what the legality is. But King's Cake, which is a Mardi Gras specialty. It's kind of like a bread with icing. And then usually there is a baby Jesus, like out of clay or ceramic or plastic. Inside the cake. The whole point is you eat it and you find the baby in your cake. And
you're like, yeah, I got it. I'm the lucky one.
So, of course, in fear of choking hazard and other issues, now the baby is out of the cake. Aww. They give you the baby, but it's not randomly hidden.
You should make a candy baby. Stick it in there.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cute.
Like a big raisin.
Like made out of nuts or something. I don't know.
Kind of big raisin.
Not the same.
A normal raisin. Like a big raisin.
Like a really
you're like,
big
I found the baby represented by this big raisin.
Right.
But it's just not out. It's just not in the cake.
It doesn't seem nearly as fun, I have to say.
It's not. It's not.
Oh, I found it because it's in a plastic pouch. Top. Yeah, right. Yeah.
You have to stick it in the cake.
Yeah.
Then you need to like poke a lot of holes in the cake so people won't know which one's the real baby hole.
I like the way you're thinking. Yeah.
And like, I think this might be why cereal, because it used to be toys used to be in cereal boxes.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, it's all, you got to go online and you fill in this thing on the, or you collect coupons. I'm not sure what the food item and food rule on that is. This is not U.S. This is California only, so we should all get this question.
Whoa.
All
right.
This item is banned because it is cruel and inhumane. And it's one thing in particular. Not uniformly banned across the U.S., but definitely banned in California. Because it is unethical to produce this item. There are a lot of items that are unethical, but this one.
Oh, sorry.
This one is it.
I spelled it all phonetically. Right.
This is the meal.
Dana says foie gras. Foie gras. And then Chris says foie gras.
I spelled it really terribly there, but I did write FG.
Okay.
Yes.
FG foie gras, which is what organ is it?
Liver?
It is the liver. And geese are force-fed, which is not very nice. Mm. And so California has banned it. But it's not a U.S. banned product. Okay. All right. Last question. This I had no idea and super interesting. It is the main ingredient in traditional root beer. But this ingredient is banned because it's used in the production of psychoactive party drugs like MDMA and Molly.
Huh. It is the main ingredient in traditional root beer.
It's what makes root beer, traditionally.
Okay.
No, that's not right. All right, answers up. Chris, can you read your...
Sarsaparilla? Sarsaparilla?
I wrote that, and then I was like, mandrake? And then, because I've been playing The Witcher a lot. And yeah. then, like, I don't yeah. know.
Colin, you said?
Sarsaparilla.
All very close. It is sassafras.
Oh, it's sassafras.
You know what? I wrote that and I crossed it out.
Me too.
Yeah. I thought,
They don't use that anymore because we have the fake stuff. Not only does it have carcinogenic properties, so it's not that great for you.
Yeah.
It can be used to make Molly and other party drugs. And, there are a lot of, stories about different tribes all over the world who use sassafras, you know, to healing or trip on drugs and stuff. But
many native tribes would use it for healing or to trip themselves out.
It's like reindeer pee, you know.
Yeah.
But it is carcinogenic.
Mm.
Okay.
So that's you cannot get sassafras oil or anything of that sort anymore because it is banned. All right.
Interesting.
So that was the last question. There are also a lot of types of fish and seafood that are banned because of overfishing. And there are a lot of things for environment. But I thought these were the weird ones. All right, we got one last segment. Colin?
Yes. It is the time for the return of our musical friend Elvis.
Woo!
It has been a while. And I actually, a couple episodes ago, I had a Beatles song for you guys included in a music quiz. Being for the
circus one.
Yes,
right?
The circus one. Yeah. Being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. And we were talking about it. And one factoid that I didn't manage to slip in, but that I came across while researching it was that song was for a time banned by the BBC in England. And in fact, I dug a little bit more. Turns out the BBC has a great, rich, and long history of banning popular songs, many rock songs. The reason this song was banned, so there's a line in the song, several verses in, and of course Henry the Horse dances the waltz.
Wow.
Kind of a simple, very kind of frivolous line. The BBC's reasoning is, well, we believe these are slang for heroin. That both horse, now to be fair, horse was and is a slang for heroin.
Yeah.
And Henry, they say as well. So they're like, no, this cannot fly. This is
it's
veiled.
About a circus.
Yeah. And of course, John Lennon is like, no, it's about a horse dancing the waltz at a circus. It's not making a heroin reference. And it turned out the Beatles, in fact, had several songs over the course of their career banned by the BBC.
So Lucy and Sky with Diamonds.
That was, you know, it's funny. That one is actually, it's hard to pin down if that particular song was in fact banned. It's often said that it was banned, but that one song, it's tough to prove if that one song, but they definitely had other songs that were banned for short period, long period by the BBC. I figured it'd be appropriate for Elvis himself, since his namesake, Elvis Presley, was famously banned for various reasons.
Yeah.
You know, like when he appeared on one of his appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show.
His pelvis
They
dance.
Shot him only from the waist up.
Oh,
right,
yes.
Right.
Sultry hips don't lie.
Yes, yeah. Elvis the pelvis. We could not have his wild gyrations inciting
not even that wild.
Impure thoughts in our nation's teenagers.
His pants weren't that tight either.
Very quickly again, Elvis, the conceit of this quiz is Elvis is a disembodied 1980s style computerized robot voice who will sing/speak lyrics to famous songs.
What does it stand for again?
This time it stands for the Electronic Lyrical Vocalization Interpretation System.
All right.
don't hold me to that. So I'm going to play for you the opening lines of several popular songs. And not only were these songs banned, but all of these are songs that were banned by the BBC.
Okay, that's okay. What I was going to ask.
All right, so not picking on...
Are they all British songs, though?
They are not all British songs.
Okay. They are mostly...
They are mostly, but that may just be a coincidence. These are going to be mostly from the 60s, 70s, but some of these might be later than you think. We're getting into the 80s and 90s even in some of the, into some of the censorship over BBC airwaves.
Okay.
So these are going to be pretty well-known songs. So for these, I want you guys to give me, the name of the song. The artist, and if you can,
why
you think it was banned.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, okay.
Some of them will be pretty obvious. Some of them may surprise you why the song was banned by the BBC. So here we go. Get your buzzers ready. And here is the first track.
There's things that you guess, and things that you know. There's boys you can trust, and girls that you don't. There's little things you hide, and little things that you show.
All right, so let's play it again, and I'll give you guys a little hint here. This is a solo singer who made his or her fame as part of a duo.
Oh, okay.
Second time through. Here we go.
There's things that you guess, and things that you know. There's boys you can trust, and girls that you don't. There's little things you hide, and little things that you show.
I want to take a guess, Karen.
George Michael.
Yes, George Michael. What song do you think would be most likely to be banned? Remember our list here. Sex, drugs, violence, politics. That was
Freedom, 1990.
No, it was actually I Want Your Sex.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why it was.
The BBC felt it promoted promiscuity, didn't fit too well with anti-AIDS messaging at the time. But of course, you know, as with a lot of these songs, they go on to become huge hits. And then eventually, BBC kind of has to relent.
What year was this?
Yeah. That was from 1987. Wow. So, you know, it was the AIDS epidemic was definitely on people's minds at the time.
Yeah.
All right. Next track. What band, what song, and why was it banned?
Mm-hmm.
God Save the Queen. The fascist regime. They made you a moron, a potential H-bomb.
All right, one more time through. Here we go.
God Save the Queen. The fascist regime. They made you a moron, a potential H-bomb.
Potential age what?
Chris. H-bomb?
This was the Sex Pistols?
Correct.
God Save the Queen.
God Save the Queen. Yeah. Yes.
It is,
for obvious reasons.
Obviously, it is not sufficiently deferential to royalty.
You pretty much put the nail on the head. Yes. Extremely anti-establishment. This song came out in 1977, which was purely coincidentally Queen Elizabeth II's her Silver Jubilee. So it was, you know, a lot of people thought it was a direct, like very pointed attack. You know, the band said it was kind of coincidental.
Maybe
there's
top of mind though.
It did. Oh, yeah. there is a theory many people hold. So this song peaked at number 2.
Wow.
And there are a lot of people who to this day believe that the powers that be prevented it from ever officially reaching number 1.
Well, it was number 1 though.
Queen is so great.
Next track. What is the song? Who sings it? And why was it banned by the BBC?
I met her in a club down in old Soho, where you drink champagne, and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola.
And one more time, I think you guys may know this, but here we go. One more listen.
I met her in a club down in old Soho, where you drink champagne, and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola.
Chris!
This is Lola by The Kinks.
Correct.
Wow. Yes.
Now, why do you think the song will be banned by the BBC?
I don't know any of these songs.
Because you know Lola? You know Lola.
Story of a tryst with a gender fluid person.
That's what I would think too.
Is it because of name brand?
It is because they said Coca-Cola.
Wow.
And the BBC had very strict rules on product placement, advertising. So they actually This is a great example of their censorship because the band went back and in order to get airplay, they re-recorded a version, which you will still hear on the radio today, where they changed the lyrics to Cherry Cola instead of Coca-Cola. The LP version, the original version, is Coca-Cola.
Because cola is not a proper
I had only ever heard Cherry Cola.
Yes. And that is the version that I grew up hearing on the radio as well. Yeah. The standard kind of
works.
Re-recorded version. Yeah.
It's the radio version.
Yes.
I'll do that all the
time. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look on your faces.
All right. Here we go. Next track. Yeah. What's the song? Who's the singer? And why is it banned?
We are young. Heartache to heartache we stand. No promises. No demands. Love is a battlefield.
All right, one more time here.
We are young. Heartache to heartache we stand. No promises, no demands. Love is a battlefield.
I think everyone but Dana was first.
Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield.
Correct. Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. Why would they ban that song?
Battlefield?
Was
it during a war or no?
During the first Gulf War in 1991, the BBC came out with a very long list of songs that were not to be played for the duration of the war.
Wow.
Now, it's funny looking over this list now. Some of them, okay, you know, you can kind of see why maybe they wouldn't have this. There's a Cure song, Killing an Arab. You know, probably not the best song to be playing during the Gulf War. Yeah. But some of them get crazy and crazy. It got to the point like almost anything that just had any kind of war or battle allusion in it. Yeah, ABBA's Waterloo was on this band. Yes, Love is a Battlefield was on this band. Buffalo Soldier, the Bob Marley songs, anything that was even hinted at warfare.
Wow.
It seemed a little reactionary.
Or military.
Yes. Atomic by Blondie, yeah, also on the list. Yeah. They banned Give Peace a Chance, John Lennon's song. Because it was just too political.
Yeah, it goes the other way, too.
Your priorities are not quite in order here.
Stay on message. We're at war.
right. All right. Next track. Here we go. What's the song? Who's the band? Why was it prohibited?
Okay. Here come old flat top. He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball. He won holy roller.
And one more time.
Here come old flat top. He come grooving up slowly. He got juju eyeball. He won holy roller.
I think everyone had that.
The Beatles come together. Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
Could this be drug use? Yeah. I mean, just like imagined drug use.
I assumed it was drug use. No, it's our old friend Coca-Cola again. There is a line in the song. He shoot Coca-Cola. Right. And that one was actually
that's a good line.
A kind of a twofer there. Yeah. It was hitting on their no product names. Mm-hmm. And they also, it was one of those things where they weren't sure maybe it's a drug reference.
A lot of weird words in that song.
It's just rambling. It could have been all of the things.
What song? Who sang it? And why was it banned?
All the old paintings on the tombs, they do the sand dance, don't you know? If they move too quick, oh way oh, they're falling down like a domino.
All right. One more time.
More time. Oh way oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All the old paintings on the tombs, they do the sand dance, don't you know? If they move too quick, oh way oh, they're falling down like a domino.
Dana.
The Bengals, Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yes.
Banned because it's racist.
Banned. It was on it was on the Gulf War no playlist.
Oh.
Yep. Anything, again, it's anything even remotely touching on an Arab or Islamic country, they just don't want to deal with it. Yeah.
Oh, way-o.
Yeah.
And I'll go ahead and I'll tell you that these next two were also banned on the Gulf War no playlist.
All right.
Yes. All right. What song? Who's singing it?
It's getting late. Have you seen my mates? Ma, tell me when the boys get here. It's 7 o'clock and I want to rock. Want to get a belly full of beer.
One more time.
It's getting late. Have you seen my mates? Ma, tell me when the boys get here. It's 7 o'clock and I want to rock. Want to get a belly full of beer.
Chris.
Wow. Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting by Elton John.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Yes. That legendary pro-war song, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting by the combative Elton John.
Sir Elton John.
Yeah, we can't have this going out over our airways.
Wow. Opinion of people.
You know, I'm going to take a little side detour. Yeah. I didn't fit this into the quiz.
Go on.
I'll Be Home for Christmas. Huh. The Bing Crosby, the classic, you know, yeah. I'll be home for Christmas.
It's assuming you're not home.
He wrote it in 1943, and he didn't intend it to be about soldiers, but it turned out that it ended up being very popular with American soldiers stationed, you know, far away from home. And so in the U.S., they actually started really marketing it toward soldiers and soldiers' family. The BBC went the total opposite direction. They said, we think it's going to be bad for morale. Huh. For soldiers stationed away from home who are not going to be home for Christmas to hear this song. And they banned it. They couldn't play it. I mean, it's just such babysitting of people's emotions. Kind of funny to me. All right.
Stiff upper lip and all that.
Stiff upper lip and all that. Absolutely. Yeah. And I guess, you know, there are some people, they say that sort of over the years, the BBC was sort of just generally against anything that was overtly schmaltzy to begin with. Like, they would just ban songs for being too treacly. They really would. They're like, this is too sickly sentimental. Yes.
Okay.
All right, last one. Told you why it was banned. I know you've heard the song. The question is, do you know who sings it?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
War, huh, yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Ahaha. War, huh, yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again, y'all.
One more time, just because I like to hear him say it.
War, huh, yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Ahaha. War, huh, yeah. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Say it again, y'all.
Chris.
Was this James Brown?
It's not James Brown.
Is it Tower of Power? Is that
not
a thing?
Tower of... That is a thing, but okay. It's not Tower of Power. Known for their horns.
Is it War?
The name of the song is War. Yeah. Yes.
Is it Marvin Gaye?
No, not Marvin
Gaye. It's a band.
It's a singer. It's a singer.
Oh.
Who did this?
This is a good one. This
absolutely. Isaac Hayes.
Nope, not Isaac Hayes.
All right.
Ooh, all right. This is Edwin Starr.
Wow.
Okay.
With two R's. This one shows up in music at Pub Quiz all the time. All the time. Edwin Starr.
Made famous by Rush Hour.
Yeah, well, that's not his real name. Yeah. Yes, born Charles Hatcher, but Edwin Starr sounds more like it. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's just a smidgen of sampling of songs that will get you in trouble with the BBC over the decades.
But they would lift bands, though.
Eventually they would. Honestly, it was market pressure would be the only thing. It would be like when a song became too much of a hit that they couldn't ignore it. Yeah.
All right. And that's our show. Thank you guys for joining me. And thank you guys, listeners, for listening. And hope you learned a lot of stuff about banned video games, banned foods, presidential bans, and BBC song bans. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spotify, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.